Yes, today is your time. Praise God and good morning. Today is December 21st. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. It's inspirational teaching and fired up prayer to enhance your everyday life, all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for today is choose joy. Choose joy. And our scriptures for today come from Nehemiah 8 verse 10 and the book of Psalms 30 verse 5. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that our morning motivation broadcast is held Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. The number to call in is 323-870-4180, and I welcome all of the callers on the air this morning, and that we are working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. We've been counting down the last 100 days of 2016, establishing our fruitful 2017, and today is day 9. Can you believe it? There are less than 2 weeks remaining in 2016. You can catch up with us, learn more about me, the Morning Motivation Broadcast, and the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge on our website at feeldfire.com. That's www.feeldfire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. So let's go into the word. And I am reading from the KJV, Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then we go to Psalms 30, verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And what is our topic for today? Choose joy. Choose joy. There are two things that I want to go over about joy this morning. The first thing that we just learned in Nehemiah is that the joy of the Lord is our strength. In other words, having this joy is what fortifies us. It is what buoys us throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the morning, throughout the week, the month, the year, our lives. The ability to possess the joy of the Lord causes us to be strengthened as opposed to being weakened. But understand what it said, the joy of the Lord. Not just the joy, but the joy of the Lord. Because when it's the joy of the Lord, it brings with it an assurance or a consolation that everything about our lives rests in the hands of God, and that there will be nothing that will come to us, through us, upon us, under us, beside us, that God has not allowed and in which God does not have the ability to give victory. So there's a joy in knowing that you are resting in the hands of God, that he has the whole world in his hands, and that includes you. So that gives you a joy of the Lord, which comes in and your soul and your mind. Then the second thing, which we saw in Psalms, is that joy is not mooted or erased because of affliction. It said that the weeping, the affliction, the suffering, the pain, the grief, the depression may endure for a night, And for different people, the length of that night varies on your situation. For some, the night is really just one calendar night as we know it. For others, the night may be a week or a month. Still for others, depending upon the circumstances of the affliction, for example, a divorce, the death of a family member, a child being incarcerated, the loss of a job, the breakup of a relationship, not being able to graduate high school or college, filing bankruptcy, the nightmare, that length depends upon your situation. But the good news that we just saw in Psalm is that despite the affliction, the joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Go ahead and be praising God. For those of you who are new to the call, all of the lines are muted, so no one, including myself, can hear you. But the morning motivation broadcast is always interactive. I'm always giving you things to do. We're always praising the Lord together because we're enhancing your everyday life. So go ahead even now and just repeat after me and say, no matter what, hallelujah, I'm going through today, joy will come in the morning. Let's say that again. Say, no matter what. Remember, no one can hear you. This is between you and the Lord. I'm going through today, my joy will come in the morning. Now, I want to talk with you right quickly about how a psychologist defined the difference or the distinction between happiness and joy, because I found this quite interesting. And this is from Dr. Cheryl A. McDonald at the Health Psychology Center. And the title of her article was, Is There a Relationship Between Happiness and Joy? Is there a relationship between happiness and joy? Now, the article is in detail, and we don't have time for during our 15 minutes to read it in its entirety, but I'm just going to give you a few outtakes. She says, happiness is a blurred emotion. It can mean different things to many people, and part of a psychologist's quest is to identify all of the distinctive applications of the word. Most of us will agree that happiness is an emotional state of well-being defined by positive feelings ranging from commitment to intense joy. And then she went into how to be happy versus how to be joyful. Under how people try to be happy, she says, studies have found that acquiring money, education, a big house, or an expensive car do not affect happiness levels as much as we would like or might expect. Then she went under how people try to be joyful, and she says, being joyful requires feeling connected to other people in life, nature, the arts. But listen to this part. And it requires an acceptance of life as it is in the present. Sometimes life does not treat us well. Financial devastation, becoming ill, a divorce, developing a chronic illness, becoming disabled, death of a loved one, or adapting to growing older. These transitions or challenges are all aspects of life, and we will all experience them in varying degrees until the day we die. So guess what she said? Joy is a conscious commitment to be happy, to have a sense of contentment for the moment, despite life's challenges. Joy is an internal, lasting emotional condition. That is so powerful. And you can read more of that at healthpsychology.org. The title is There a Relationship Between Happiness and Joy by Dr. Cheryl McDonald. What I want you to see is that she made a distinction between happiness and joy. Happiness was a lower level of emotion, and it was a blurred fluctuating, volatile emotion, just dependent upon whatever occurred, whereas joy was a conscious commitment to be happy and accepting life the way it is, understanding that major life challenges will occur, that transition will happen, but despite those things, making an affirmative, intellectual, knowing decision to choose happiness, which elevates you to an internal sense or status of joy. And that goes back to what the word was teaching us, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The internal, the affirmative, intellectual, knowing decision to rest in the power and peace, the victory of the Lord, despite every challenge that you will face today, that's where your strength will come from. And that once you decide to rest in that joy, then you also rest in the knowledge and revelation that despite the afflictions, which will only last for a moment and for a night, joy will still come because it's an internal state of being. Go on and begin to praise God in your own homes, your cars, wherever you are, and remain safe for that revelation that you could go to work today and you can encounter a hostile coworker, a hostile boss. And although the emotion of happiness may not be your first reaction, the actual existence of joy is a choice internally to remain happy despite what they're doing. You could today go home and face an unhappy environment with your children or your spouse or with your family, some type of bad news, and your emotions can react to that with grief or anger. But the joy internally will say, I'm going to react to this, but it's not going to be my ever existing state of being. Because the happiness, the sadness, the anger, those are emotions. They're natural reflexive actions. But the decision to rise above all of that, that's the joy. Hallelujah. Now, we have to get ready and go into our prayer because morning motivation is always a teaching and a fired up prayer. Usually I take prayer requests, but I won't be able to do so today due to time. So let's begin to praise God wherever you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need thee, Lord. Our souls loves Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy, mighty, powerful name of Jesus, asking thee forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you cleanse us right now, create in us a new heart, wash us and make us white as snow. Father, today we come deciding to choose joy. We come deciding that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We come deciding that although weeping and affliction may approach us, that we choose to live and exist in joy. Now, Lord, bless everyone on this call this morning. You know what will approach them on today. But I praise you that you've already gone before them and prepared a way of victory, of joy, of peace. You've already prepared a way for them to conquer the situation, for them to exist in living in more than enough. You've already come in and given them your joy, not the joy as the world gives, but your joy which surpasses the peace of the world, which surpasses the conflict of the world, which surpasses the illness, the maladies, the infirmities of the world, which surpasses the depression, the sadness, the anger of the world, which surpasses every situation. Because in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Even when the weapons are formed against us, they shall not prosper. So Lord, as we leave this broadcast, help us to choose joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Your task for today is to decide that you will be happy and that you will surpass happiness into joy. Make that decision right now. Repeat after me. Remember, the lines are muted. Today, I choose joy. Today, hallelujah, I choose joy. In Jesus' name. I'll see you tomorrow. Morning Motivation is Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. The number to participate is 323-870-4180. You can hear this broadcast posted on our website. You can share it with your family and friends today at feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Until in the morning, choose joy and go get your blessing.